So now let's talk about some of these applications. Propeller CAD for visualization. Propeller models are used in many visual applications, from new conceptual vessels to representative product models for integrated pods and thrusters, kind of like these you see down here. The propellers in these models are usually, if not almost always, representational. They're not the final product, so there's no need to have a true watertight solid propeller with fillets and keyways and polar holes. The models aren't used to communicate the designation of the propeller, aside from its size and position and blade count. And as the design develops, the actual propeller specification usually gets finalized further and further. So we have a very large CAD model in this picture here. There's a lot of data represented, and we just simply can't afford to spend 20 to 50 megabytes per propeller to represent something that's just representative. The props are a pretty small piece of this overall, so there's really very little value in that data.